I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil for WMPR News. One of the bills already signed into law by Governor Daniel Malloy targets women who've served in the armed forces. The State Department of Veterans Affairs has been tasked to create a program that reaches more than 16,000 women veterans living in Connecticut. The General Assembly didn't allocate any money to the State Department of Veterans Affairs to create the Connecticut Women Veterans Program. Instead, new Commissioner Sean Connolly says his department will use existing resources to improve outreach to women veterans.
To see what kinds of programs and projects are out there, you know, develop recommendations for improving benefits and, you know, determining whether new programs and projects are necessary to meet the needs of our women veterans.
Some of their needs are different from their male counterparts. Often women are responsible for caregiver and child care issues. And Connolly says they often ignore their own health care when caring for others. There's also the issue of military sexual trauma, or MST. Women in the military are at a much higher risk for sexual assault and harassment, which can lead to post-traumatic stress and depression. Connolly says he's designated a special projects officer to focus on the program and work with state veteran service officers as part of the department's Office of Advocacy and Assistance. He says their work will include creating a network of women veterans statewide that can help others connect to services and benefits. The goal is to have the program up and running before the October 1st deadline, and annual reports to the legislature's Veterans Affairs Committee will be due beginning in January.